In 1973, I worked at a dog pound in Madison, Wisconsin, what we called a humane society. We adopted 40% of our mutts, meaning we killed 60% of the animals, the correct euphemism being euthanized. The national average was 25% adopted, so we patted ourselves on the back. My minimum wage job was to clean puppy cages and help kill critters. Let's just say it's a short career track unless you're a practicing sadist, which I am not. In fact, I adopted 3 dogs myself. Maybe not a big deal if I lived on a country estate with acreage for the hounds to chase rabbits and deer for days on end. But I lived in a second-story one-bedroom apartment over a TV repair shop. Hard to believe now, looking back. No, not 3 dogs in a small apartment. That there used to be TV repair shops. When's the last time you remember fixing a television rather than buying a new one? One day at the pound, they needed me to man the front desk, something I'd never done previously, something that might just lead me up a rung on the promotional ladder. I asked what was expected of me up here at the front door and was told I would direct folks to the kennels where they could inspect their future pets. Beat shoveling shit, I thought. My first encounter with the public was a woman bringing in her old dog and its 4 new puppies. "I can't take care of these," she said, pointing at the little wiggling pups in a cardboard box. I asked maybe if she might have considered spaying as an option. She shook her head. "Costs money," she answered. "So you want to leave the mother too? Hadn't she been with you a while?" I asked. "Yeah, I'm tired of her too." Oddly, this pissed me off. I picked up the phone to our intercom. "Larry," I said, "fire up the incinerator. We got 5 to torch." My dog whisperer seemed suddenly alarmed, shocked even. "You gonna just kill him?" she cried. "What'd you think?" I said cruelly. "You think people are lined up for an old dog and her litter?" "Well, no, but..." About this time, Larry emerged from the back, looked at the box of pups and asked, "These?" I nodded. Larry looked at the woman with measured contempt, picked up the box and went into the back where I knew he'd unload them into the puppy cages. He'd be back for the mother shortly. I started filling out the paperwork the way a guard at Dachau would, dispassionately. Name, address, reason for wanting your pet killed, basic stuff. I guess the woman called later to see if her dogs were toast because Mike, my supervisor, called me into his office. He explained, patiently, how our job was not to judge. Our job was to take in unwanted animals so they weren't drowned in pillowcases in the lake or shot behind the barn. "We want them to bring them to us," he sighed, painfully aware I was unfit for further front desk duty. I lasted a few more weeks. Larry lasted a month. There are, I've learned, some jobs that aren't a good fit. My trouble, of course, was that was pretty much true of all jobs.